This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Let's get the festive music going. The wearing of the green on Fifth Avenue today for the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Despite a cloudy and wet start, our Mac Rosenberg is on the parade route.
This crowd is certainly lighter than in years past because of the weather, but I'll tell you, the Irish spirit and the pride always strong on this day. By the way, this weather is just fine for the folks that are here from Ireland.
We're quite used to the damp weather. We don't mind it.
Feels like home. No, it's not cold, and it's not snowing.
Someone's got to teach her a little something about the S word. A really cool honor, though, for Mary McCarver. She is here from Ireland, from Cavan County.
We have been invited by the Cavan Association in Cavan to march in the parade this afternoon. The emergency services, Cavan County Emergency Services.
Pretty cool honor there. We are starting to fill up here in front of St. Pat's, waiting for the first parade participants to start making their way up Fifth Avenue, the 264th St. Patrick's Day Parade about to get started. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM, outside St. Patrick's Cathedral.
And of course, we'd like to see how you celebrate St. Patrick's Day, so tag us in your photos at 1010 Wins. And a powerful event ahead of the St. Patrick's Day Parade, with Mayor Adams and hundreds of firefighters taking part in the 343 Flag Tribute, as they remember the city's bravest who lost their lives on 9/11. Each flag represents a fallen member of the FDNY from that day. But so many more have died from 9/11-related illnesses since then, and they are not to be forgotten either. This is Andrew Ansbrough. He's the president of the Firefighters Association.
Not only do they represent the 343 firefighters that are lost, but we also want to remind people that we're still losing firefighters, but the number of firefighters lost to 9/11 illnesses is approaching 400.
Still, the number of firefighters who died on 9/11 stands as the greatest single-day loss of life in the department's history. Police in Brooklyn need your help finding a missing 3-year-old girl. Little Avery Hall was last seen at her home in Brownsville around noon on Sunday. She's black, about 3 feet tall, and weighs 40 pounds. According to the NYPD, she was taken by her mother, who lost custody. Anyone with any information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Growing concerns about race issues at rival school districts on Long Island is leading some parents to push for changes in the sports calendar.
Tired of dealing with this hate. We just want to play sports.
Assemblywoman and parent Mikael Solange says the community is tired and disgusted after Elmont basketball players have been repeatedly attacked racially by students and people in the stands from the Belmore Merrick Central High School.
They were holding bananas up at the players. Racial words were said to the players on the court. One of the team players practically, you know, assaulted a basketball player.
In a statement, Belmore Merrick extends the deepest apology and hold themselves accountable for unfortunate behaviors. Elmont school officials say they are continuing discussions to ensure athletes can compete in a respectful environment. Sophia Hall, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
The president of the Bayport Blue Point Chamber of Commerce is apologizing today after a Confederate flag was flown during Sunday's St. Patrick's Day parade. In a statement, he made it clear that his group does not support the flag or its meaning, explaining that the flag was flown by the friend of a friend. The parade ran along Montauk Highway and Blue Point Avenue. More than 60 organizations, bands, and floats from the two communities took part. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo is not just ahead in the early polls in the race for mayor. He's also blowing away the competition in another area, fundraising. Cuomo's campaign reporting that he raised $1.5 million in 13 days. But he's not the only candidate pulling in strong numbers. Assembly member Zoran Mandami comes in next. He raised more than $840,000 over the last 2 months in a surprising yet pretty great showing for a candidate not nearly as known as Cuomo. Mandami telling the New York Times his campaign is gaining momentum because he's focused on addressing the high cost of living in the city and that his campaign speaks directly to the working class. City Comptroller Brad Lander also announced fundraising numbers, saying he recently raised $225,000. Adrian Adams, the city council speaker, raised $128,000 in 5 days. Well, of course, a big issue for city voters is mentally ill New Yorkers who are on the streets. An overwhelming majority of New Yorkers, nearly 90%, say in a new poll that they agree that involuntary commitment and care for mentally ill people in the streets and subway should be expanded. That poll was commissioned by the Association for a Better New York. Their chairman, Steven Rubenstein, spoke to 1010 Wins.
The poll showed that 9 in 10 New Yorkers believe that we need to augment and expand our laws that would allow for voluntary treatment of people who cannot care for themselves. And really what people are saying is that they see people on the subway and in transit, and they're not getting the help they need.
Governor Hochul has been pushing to expand the involuntary commitment laws, as 9 in 10 New Yorkers say they not only support the laws, but the same number believes that it's more compassionate to provide involuntary treatment and care to people with severe mental illness than it is to leave them on the streets. There are opponents to Hochul's proposal, though, in Albany. They say the proposals would force homeless people off the streets without giving them enough services, and they say not enough is being invested in street-level mental health workers. The NYPD still searching for the person who set a man on fire yesterday morning in Times Square. Police say it happened just before 4 a.m. at 41st Street and 7th Avenue. The victim told them that the suspect approached him and threw liquid on him and then proceeded to ignite a fire. Investigators say they're able to tell from the body-worn camera footage that the suspect and victim knew each other. The victim suffered some burns to his face and arms. He was taken to the hospital and is said to be in stable condition. That investigation is ongoing. Wins News Time, 10:07. Finn, a musical that opened at the Kennedy Center but had its national tour canceled, is giving a one-night-only benefit performance tonight here in the city. A cast of Broadway stars will be putting on the performance, including Andrew Rannells, Kelly O'Hara, Jesse Mueller, and more. And it will later be live streamed. The cancellation of the tour of Finn coincided with President Trump naming himself the head of the board of the Kennedy Center, though the venue said it had been canceled just prior to that. But co-host and co-producer of tonight's event, Seth Rudetsky, spoke to 1010 Wins, and he says there are still good reasons to put on the show.
And I think sometimes people go like, oh, we just sing and dance. We don't do anything for the world. But in reality, the arts really heal. And that to me is the overarching purpose of this evening, is to heal the world. It's a live stream for the whole world.
Proceeds from tonight's performance will go to the Trevor Project.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.